I'm guessing that all these phrases are something that when you're working with a client and you notice that the clients have these issues, then you're going to be guiding through them and tapping with along with those phrases. Is that right?
So what I would actually be doing the first pass through is I would tap on all of these phrases. Like basically the questions are just surfacing stuff so that we are bringing our attention to it. And so it's almost as if the question part of it is I'm bringing all the internal evidence I have that says I am not worthy, capable, lovable, or deserving of being comfortable inside of my own skin. And so I'm bringing all of that up and I'm setting it on the table. Mm. And every one of the phrases that we then tap on, the permission phrases, are almost just like little things that are going in and puncturing and puncturing and puncturing and puncturing. Mm. Now, you might, based on what they've said, you might go down a particular path of one of those phrases and come up with three or more phrases that are similar to it, bring in some specifics of the story that they brought up. And some of those phrases, because of the answer they have given, might not resonate to their answers, but very likely resonate with their ability, their sense of not loving themselves and accepting themselves. And so even if something hasn't come up and I'm using this particular tool, I'm going to use every single one of those phrases. And the first time through, probably just go bink. Like if I'm working off of the worksheet, if I'm doing this on my own, like I've internalized these things and I don't have this handout in my hand because I know the places that I want to go inside of this. And I hit most of them as I'm going through that particular thing. But as a framework, the first time you're using this, I would encourage you to use all of the phrases. And then as it becomes more comfortable, what's going to happen is you're going to add to this list, you're going to subtract to this list based on your disposition and understanding of self-acceptance. You're going to add to the list and subtract to the list based on who you're talking to. And then the other thing that's going to happen is you're going to stop tapping like Gene. Like these are the ways and the phrases that I use. And in this process, what's going to happen is you're going to start translating them into your version, your style, and the way that makes sense for the words coming out of your mouth as you're doing that particular thing. That this is like the basic framework, like this is the training wheels version of applying Gene's process. I want you to engage with that. And then you'll have the chance to start freestyling and building and making it your own in the way that makes the most sense for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Because again, my approach is not the definitive best approach. It is the approach that makes sense for my worldview and the worlds that I'm using. And that's the reason why we started with all that context, is I want you to understand the context of why I use this stuff so that it's so much easier for you to reshape and break and reform and make it into the thing that makes the most sense for you. Awesome. Other questions about the process? Okay. Would someone like to give this a try this evening? And we can just kind of step into this in a gentle way. Yeah, go ahead.
If no one else.
Yeah. Okay. So do this for me. Let's just start. And everybody else, let's tap along. We'll get a little borrowing benefits from this. Take a nice big deep breath for me. And I want you to think of one of the places that you don't feel super comfortable in your own life. And it could be personal. It could be professional. It could be a specific relationship. It could be something more general. And don't necessarily have to get a lot of details, but what's the thing that we're going after this evening? What's the place that we're going to start with tonight?
I want tapping to be seen by a lot of people, but okay. I'm really, really afraid at how some people would be rather, if not openly attacking it, at least in their mind.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. And so I want you to think of a particular context in which you would like to share tapping, but you are hesitant to share tapping.
Okay. Just an imaginary scenario.
Okay, great. That's fine. But yeah. And so for me, I find the more specific we are, the easier it is to tune to those pieces. So tap on the side of the hand for me.
Can you hear me still with the mic?
Yep. You're perfectly fine. Yeah, that's great. So in that scenario, first thing that comes to mind, I want you, so as you tune into that sense of uncomfortableness, is it tightness in the chest? Is it butterflies in the stomach? Is it a band across the solar plexus? A wall? Okay, yeah, up in the head there. Is it like tight? Is there something packed in there? Is it pushing down?
Yeah, I think there's a little hardening of this area between not just the surface, but like maybe like that big.
Yeah, perfect. Awesome. So as you tap on the chin, and as we move forward and I ask you questions, I don't want you to intellectually answer these questions. Okay. I want you to ask the question of that little thing that's stuck there in the forehead.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So ask that part, what goes wrong if you share tapping in that scenario?
I might be exposing myself to negative energy.
Yeah. Tap on the side of the eye. Who will judge you if you do this?
Those people that are inflexible, that doesn't have a really open-minded way of thinking things, viewing things.
Yeah. As you tap on the collarbone, what's the biggest mistake you could make while sharing in that context?
Giving them a reason to attack me and my field and my people.
Yeah.
That's scary.
And as you tap on the chin, who would judge you if you made a mistake while doing this? And it might be the same people, and it might be someone else, like yourself.
It is those people that want to just maintain status quo and just don't want people's eyes to open up.
Yeah. And why do they want to maintain the status quo?
Because they're comfortable.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They want to be in control.
Yeah. And as you tap under the nose, what proof do you have that this could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, there's wounds there.
Yeah, great. Mm-hmm. And as you tap on the side of the hand, who, if anybody, has said that I can't be successful in sharing in this setting?
Well, that's a totally different set of people. I think that maybe if it wasn't verbally, I think there might have been implications because they just wanted to keep me safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
So not letting me step out, but like my mom, maybe my immediate, some in my immediate family.
Immediate family, yeah. People trying to keep you safe, that you're not sticking your neck out there in a way that feels unnecessary.
Right.
Yeah. Who would be disappointed in you if you were successful at sharing this? Like it actually went well. Would anybody be disappointed?
Maybe.
And who would that be, and why might they be disappointed? Even if you're just guessing.
Because it changes the dynamics and relationship the relationship or perceived fear.
Yeah, absolutely. As you tap on the chin, who would be disappointed in you if you did this and failed? Like you tried to share it and it didn't go well.
Say that question again, please.
Who would be disappointed in you if you tried and failed?
Would anyone disappointed in me if I tried and failed?
Yeah.
Only if anyone, I think it's just me.
Okay, great. And again, like some of these questions there might not be answers for, and that's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
As you tap on the side of the eye, what's the worst possible outcome?
Well, this is probably not going to happen, but I think my worst fear is that my job reputation,
yeah,
my connections, my field can all be jeopardized.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. And so as you tap on the side of the hand, I want you to just imagine all of that information that we've just shared, just kind of in a giant pile in front of you. Like those memories, those concerns, those worries, and it might be a stack of papers, it might be a ball of spaghetti, however it's visual for you. Okay, and just move from point to point, repeating after me. Mm-hmm. I give myself permission to know my worth isn't defined by others.
I give myself permission to know that my worth isn't defined by others.
I give myself permission to know my worth isn't defined by others.
I give myself permission to know that my worth is not defined by others.
I give myself permission to know my worth isn't defined by my actions.
I give myself permission to know that my worth is not defined by my actions.
I give myself permission to know my worth is not defined by my actions.
I give myself permission to know that my worth is not defined by my actions.
I give myself permission to know my worth is not defined by the outcomes.
I give myself permission to know that my worth is not defined by the outcomes.
Yeah. I give myself permission to know my worth is not defined by the outcomes.
I give myself permission to know that my worth is not defined by the outcomes.
I give myself permission to know my worth is not defined by others' reactions to the outcome.
I give myself permission to know that my worth is not defined by the
others' reactions to the outcomes.
Others' reactions to the outcome.
I give myself permission to know it's okay that I'm not perfect at this.
I give myself permission to know that it's okay not to be perfect at this.
I give myself permission to know it's okay not to be perfect at this.
I give myself permission to know that it's okay not to be perfect at this.
I give myself permission to learn from each experience.
I give myself permission to learn from each experience.
I give myself permission to learn from each experience.
I give myself permission to learn from each experience and to increasingly feel safe.
Yeah. I give myself permission to know it's okay that I'm learning.
I give myself permission to know that it's okay to be learning.
I give myself permission to know it is safe for me to try things I'm not good at.
I give myself permission to know that it's safe for me to,
try things I'm not good at.
To try things, that it's safe for me to try things that I'm not good at.
I give myself permission to be gentle with myself.
I give myself permission to be gentle with myself.
I give myself permission to be gentle with myself.
I give myself permission to be gentle with myself.
I give myself permission to grow into being more capable.
I give myself permission to grow into being more capable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I give myself permission to grow into being more capable.
I give myself permission to growing into being more capable.
I give myself permission to hold myself to a standard that is based on my capability.
I give myself permission to hold myself to a standard based on my capability.
I give myself permission to learn while taking imperfect action.
I give myself permission to learn while taking imperfect action.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I give myself permission to be gentle with myself for not being gentle with myself.
I give myself permission to be gentle with myself for not being gentle with myself.
I give myself permission to be gentle with myself for not being gentle with myself.
I give myself permission to be gentle with myself for not being gentle with myself all the time.
Yeah, nice big deep breath. Give me a big stretch, move around a little bit. Okay. And so what did you notice as we tapped through that?
I enjoy the process. I mm-hmm. enjoy it. Yes, it's great affirmations. It's great self-checking. And I think one thing that came to me, I think I inserted the word safety somewhere.
Yeah. And, absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's a big thing for me at a deep level.
Yeah, right absolutely. Now. And I would not be shocked and amazed if, as I rewrite this hound out for Sunday, I had the word safety in a couple of different places, because I agree with that 100%. Like, that is something that's super useful to be recognizing, that it's not just, I'm allowed to do this, but I can do it in a way that is safe for me, because safety is paramount to us as humans. Fear always wins. And so it's good for us to recognize that. Tune back into sharing it with others, sharing tapping with others in those settings. How does that feel now?
I think I can still perceive the negative energy coming out from some.
Yeah.
But I feel that there's a little more buffer between me and them. I don't know that I'm completely feeling safe in that environment to where I'm just going to bulldoze and go out and do it all the time. But I do sense that, I guess I'm going to want to trust the safety of others, and I'm open to seeing them as a minority. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't, to not allow that to overpower, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. 100%. And, you know, we did like 5.5 minutes of tapping on something that is big and scary. And the fact that there is more safety and security inside of that, you know, we've certainly taken some of the red out of the plaid. We have not taken red out of plaid, but we've certainly taken a fair bit out of it. And as someone like yourself, who is skilled at this particular thing, it would be very easy for you on your own to take a bunch of those answers from those earlier questions and for you to kind of follow them and do some more tapping on your own as those particular things. But like, just as an introductory, we can see, just using a really basic script, how easy it is for us to unpack a bunch of this stuff. Does anybody have any questions for either of us? What it was like for her to experience it, what we just did? Feel free to unmute yourself and ask a question. Darlene.
Yeah. I found that very powerful just in the giving permission and not even like, so can you just tap those things without having a context for it? Like, it just really brought up
absolutely
a lot of emotion, like, holy shit.
Yes. Absolutely. Like, you could simply just take step four of this process and use that as, you know, a morning or end of the day simple tapping script to just do in a regular way. And 100%, you could just use that little slice of it and it will be powerful and useful for you.
Because you just, well, I just didn't realize how much I try to please others. Like, it just was those first three ones was like, whoa.
Yeah. And you know, and a lot of times, like, these processes that I'm creating and I'm teaching you guys month to month is coming from hearing from people over and over again as we investigate these things and taking those things that come up. And so the reason why that stuff is there is because that's so much of the human experience. You know, we are, at our core, we are herd animals. And 7,000 years ago, when we were pushed outside of the herd, we died. And so there's this huge amount of sense of wanting to be safe and secure and accepted. And so this sense of feeling accepted in our own skin by others or ourselves is rooted in that fear of, oh crap, if I don't do this exactly right, I'm going to be pushed outside of the tribe and I'm going to die. And so it's a way for us to engage with that in a gentle way. Other questions about the process? Or other thoughts, feedback, thing that you found useful, ahas, things that you thought were ridiculous, pushback, like. Yeah, Megan.
Hi, Jean. I just did that on myself for a sore wrist while you were going through the process there. And it was very interesting to know now that there's less tension there than what there was when we started. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. People in my life who that was affecting. Very interesting.
That's super cool. Thanks for sharing that. And I love the fact that you applied it to something that was physical as a unique way of applying that stuff, and it was useful inside of that. That's really cool. Definitely. Awesome. Other questions or thoughts?
Um,
Awesome. So questions, comments, feedback, thoughts, what did you experience with that thing? Feel free to stick them in the chat box or unmute yourself. And just, I'd love to hear how that particular process went. Staring into the void. Yeah, Cynthia.
It was amazing. For me to experience the actual, you know, being the client and feeling away my, it's almost like you're poking holes, and little by little, because it's a continual, all the statements, you're poking. Yeah. It just kind of like a little bit deflates. Because awareness is 90% of it. When you become super aware, and then you get to just keep just deflating all those little aspects of it.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, I have space now. There's more space between having to keep doing so much more to accept myself ultimately to, you know, I can just do as I want to do or not, or but I can be okay with where I'm at is basically how I feel now. I mean, it may all kind of come back tomorrow. But right now it seems very calm and I feel so.
And one of the things that I'm a really, really big fan of gentle work and just like sometimes there is value for like diving in and just going after the grossness and doing that particular thing. And other times, like just being able to just gently, like just lots and lots and lots and lots of baby steps is sometimes an easier process for us to engage with that does a couple of things. It's a gentler process when we're doing it, and it makes coming back to it less scary. So I'm more likely to do it again tomorrow or sometime later this week because it is useful and it is not terrifying in the process of doing it. And so I'm a big fan of those sorts of processes that are gentle like that. So I'm glad that was the experience. That was the intent. I'm glad that was the way you experienced it. That's awesome. Yes. Fiona, I saw you had unmuted yourself as well.
I actually really enjoyed this particular one. That was my expectation because I really liked what it looked like. But I found in actuality and doing it with Cynthia was just wonderful. It was really easy to do. It was, good. Yeah, I found it a really great experience. Thank you.
Awesome. That gay. Oh, good. Awesome. Other thoughts, other questions, other people telling me how wonderful my process is. I'm always, always welcome to taking those sorts of pieces of feedback. Megan.
Jean, I'm still resistant to easy and gentle with myself. I'm finding that word easy, I think, is it feels like weakness this time. It goes into weakness. Yeah. Rather, so that's something to look at about all the things that I think of as weak. But when we were doing the session, I realized how big my issue is, like how many aspects, how many threads it's got to go. I just thought it was just me and my friend, but it's turned out to be, well, this person will be disappointed and that one will and this one will. Yeah. And it just spreads out more and more to a really big picture. But by the end of it, it was calmer. It was more clarity of, okay, all right, you know, it's not one great big lump of stuff. It's little things that I can work at one at a time.
Yeah. And the other thing inside of that as well is we might be in a circumstance where it's like these five friends I'm having the same worry with. And as I tap for one of them, because they are so identical, I might collapse all five of them or two or three of them. And so at first, like, oh my gosh, there's so much of it. And then it's like, huh, it's not. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have a question for you. What is, like, we've had the conversation before with the intent of that word. What's a word that makes more sense for you? Because I would love to have more words in my arsenal to talk about this. And if you think about it and next month we talk about it, you shoot me an email. But I would love to hear, like, what are other words to do that particular thing? Because I want to be more expansive and being able to, like, it's not just like, oh, people are rolling their eyes, they're wrong. It's like, okay, there's obviously this resistance to this idea. What's another approach or another way of thinking about it?
Okay.
And I'm sorry for putting you on the spot like that, but I would, you know, I would love to hear your thought about that particular thing.
Yeah, sure. It's only today, just right now at this session, that weaknesses came in because I had a client this week who mentioned it's weak to do this and it's weak to do that. And I thought, what is wrong with this, you know, statement?
Yeah. Words are imperfect. Like they're like carry, like we're taking these abstract things to try and carry meaning. And so they're always going to be insufficient. So I have homework too. I'm going to think about everybody. Think about that. Let's see if we can come up with more words for that particular thing. If we can crowdsource something that is good and useful. All right. Kind. Thanks. Yep. Being kind, being open. Yeah. Those are good words as well.
Yeah, I like awesome. The word gentle. It's just the easy. The easy feels like it's
great. Right. Like awesome. You know, and that's the most important thing when we're doing anything that we talk about in this class or anywhere else is how's it working for you? And if it's something that is not working for you, then it's a great opportunity for us to learn and approach it another way. So, yeah, know that I've always appreciated your pushback against that. Like, I don't see that as a wrestling match. Like, it's a challenge and a push for me to learn to do this in a way that's more effective for everybody. So I like that.
Thank you.
Courageous. That's a good word. I like that as well. Lisa, your hand is waving digitally.
Yes. So I have a question. So a couple of weeks ago, I had a situation where I'm kind of taking my career in a different direction. And I had a friend in a mastermind that kind of questioned me, and rightfully so, said, well, I see this kind of your avoidance pattern. Like, oh, I have to do this new thing. So now I have to spend, you know, 100 hours doing all this work. To do instead of putting myself out there. And so I kind of dug into that myself, and I came up with this memory of when I was just graduated from college, and I have a degree in graphic design, and I was working as a freelance artist for this woman. And she was like, everything I did, she questioned, she criticized, she made me redo things that didn't have things that weren't wrong, that didn't need to be.
Yeah.
And just it, like, I went from being, and I didn't realize this until about 2 weeks ago, like I was very successful. I worked as a graphic designer all the way through college. I'd won awards. I'd won, you know, national contests with package design. And I was very successful until this job.
Yeah.
And then like, she just ate away at my self-confidence and belief in my abilities and talents. And after that, every job I had in graphic design, I totally fucked up, excuse my language. Yep. And so I've been tapping on it in the morning when I first wake up, before I even get out of bed, because if I get out of bed, the dog needs to go out, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And so, you know, and but I don't really like activate those emotions. I just kind of tap on them for like 5 or 10 minutes. And I'm wondering, like, is that still having an effect, even if I'm not kind of activating memories at first?
Yes. Or? So it might. And so what I would encourage you to do is, you know, do some inner child work with that 23 or 24 year old version of yourself. Like, and so instead of like trying to interface with the emotion that you're experiencing today and whether or not it's still showing up, go back and work with that younger part and engage with it there, because then what you're going to, because more than likely, like what happens when an older part like that is showing up and getting in the way, we just vivify as 22 or the disposition is 22. And it doesn't feel like an emotion that's coming from somewhere else. It's just something that we are doing. You know, it's, you know, it's like when my 6-year-old is running my business, that's probably not a good thing. When your 24-year-old is running your business, it's not a good thing because of what was happening at that particular moment in your life.
Yeah.
And so like, that would be the approach that I would take for that particular thing to see if it's getting in the way. The other thing that I would do is the next time you get like this wild hair of chasing something new, to do the exercise of, okay, what would happen if I'm not allowed to change my mind and I have to stay stuck here? So I don't get the, like, I'm shut, like as an exercise, I'm shutting myself off and I'm saying, no, I can't change. I have to stay in this job. Not that I'm actually doing that. Uh-huh. And then pay attention to all the stuff that goes wrong. And if I'm running away from something, going tangential to what we're talking about here, being comfortable inside of my own skin, then the two things I'm going to look at are me being noticed doing the thing that I'm going after, putting myself out there, other people doing it, and really tuning into the fear of success piece of it. Because sometimes the fear of success is unwanted attention. It takes too much time. It takes too much energy, that sort of stuff. And starting over becomes much easier. And I don't think about it in that particular way. Yeah. So like those are the entry points that I would be taking and going after something like that.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
You bet. Yeah. Darlene, it looked like you had unmuted yourself or raised your hand for a moment.
Yeah, I did. Now I've got a little child in the background, so I apologize if we have a little... I'm glad you're teaching her young, Jean. She's only three. Anyway, excellent. What came up in my tapping was, and it kind of follows through the last comment, is after the comment of I give myself permission to take the step, even if I'm not good at it,
yeah.
I wanted in my head to say, and I did anyway, I give myself permission to take the step, even though I am good at it.
Yeah.
So it follows through with what the other lady just said about her being really successful, being knocked back and now scared to go there. And it's the fear of success comes up so much.
Yeah. And again, because like often, like as we talked about at the beginning, the sense of not being comfortable inside of myself is a sense of judgment. Either I am judging myself as lack or I'm recognizing other people judging me as lack. And people judge us for being successful for lots and lots of reasons. And it becomes unsafe for us sometimes inside of relationships and community, because I'm leaving people behind and they think I'm uppity and like all of the negative consequences that come along with that. And so it's going to be like me being successful when it comes to being comfortable inside of my own skin is probably the least common tail ender, or like a less common tail ender, but not uncommon. Like you can see how that particular thing makes sense. And again, if being comfortable inside of my own skin and seeing myself as valuable is a question of safety, sometimes being successful is unsafe. And so again, we just pay attention to these. And this is what you're tapping into is we do a process like this. This is the reason why I always tap with a pen and paper nearby. Because as these things pop up, it's like, oh, I added that thing. So if I'm working from a script like this and the thing you just did, if I would be doing that, I would just add in that phrase that you just found magically in the moment so that you don't lose it and you can come back to it again and again, because it may or may not be useful again and again for you in the future. But then taking a step back and going, okay, great. These are the things I noticed. Maybe that's something that's a possible fear that is lurking in the distances as me doing that particular thing. You know, the tool tonight is about like just kind of like popping the lid off of this thing and slowly starting to tease it out. Or the example that was given earlier of slowly puncturing it that's in there. Like this is compared to the inner child work that I think we did last month or 2 months ago. Time is a flat circle. It is all a ball. 2 months ago, whatever it was. Like, but that is something that is a much deeper going into the core and wrestling with something, because I'm going to a specific moment in time. This, because of the complex nature of the issue, and sometimes it's hard for us to get an entry to it, that's the reason why we have all of these gentle little pokes into it as a different approach to doing this particular type of issue. Other thoughts, other questions? Yeah, Cynthia.
Yeah, just one more thing is that when we were doing this, these words all had a very gentle vibration to them. So it didn't really matter what particularly the words were, because they were all kind of similar, but they all felt that vibration of gentleness, just be gentle. And because I was in that space of being with that feeling, that's helped it dissolve. It didn't matter what the words were similar, but for me, that's what worked. They all had this, they carry this very soft vibration, very gentleness. And that's what kind of kept, so I wasn't so protective over, I was willing to get out there and say, okay, let me just gently expose that energy to letting it go.
Because part of the reason why I push for gentleness in this is such a particularly raw emotion. Like this is such a particularly raw, like just like really raw wound that I want to just be as gentle with the approach to it as possible, particularly if we're just doing something simple on our own or we're just working with someone in a simple way. Yeah. Mitsuko.
Yeah, just want to really appreciate the beautiful formatted scripts and something that we can take and share with others right away.
Awesome. Cool. Awesome stuff. Okay, so one announcement and one question, something to ponder. I am considering taking the Tuesday night class and moving it forward by 30 minutes. Because initially when we were planning to do this, classes were going to be 90 minutes and we consistently go 2 hours, which is great. And I love the fact that we're getting a chance to do really positive work. So I'm going to send a survey out sometime in the next couple of weeks, just knowing that like it's something that I'm considering, just because, you know, we have multiple folks on Wednesday morning and we have folks in the West Coast of North America. And so like we have this wide span of folks. And so I'm just trying to find a way to accommodate things in a thing that way that makes sense. The other thing is, and this was at Mitsuko's prompting, on May 23rd, I am going to teach a class on how I do all of this. How I do technology for running events, from something as simple as this, where it's just a small group of people and I'm using a slide deck, to this last weekend, I technologically ran an event that was 3 days long where we had people from 6 continents attending and we had speakers in 7 different time zones. And just like, I'm going to walk through all of the technology I use, all of the things that I think about, all of the things that I set up, all of that sort of stuff. You will get a notification about that, but that will be on May 23rd. And I'm going to give you slide decks and handouts and everything that I do, just so it's easier for you to navigate all of that stuff. So know that that is coming, next month. Yeah. So May 23rd, we will be doing that. So Erica, to answer your question, it would be starting at, 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific. So like a little earlier in the day. So, and I'm guessing, yeah. So that's what I'm considering, just, you know, so yeah, that is out there. Awesome. Anything else? Any other questions, any other thoughts, any other feedback? Yeah, go ahead.
Is the next one that you're doing the same month, is it going to be the same topic?
So on Sunday, I will be covering the exact same topic. Yes, it will be the slideshow. Everything will be the same. You're certainly welcome to come back. If you don't want to come back, you're certainly welcome to go listen. You'll get access to those audios and videos as well, because obviously the question and answer is unique each time. And so multiple people will attend and then they just go get the question and answer from the other to hear that particular part. But if you want to show up on Sunday, we have multiple people who show up both Tuesday and Sunday. You're certainly welcome back to do that particular thing.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Sweet. If I see you on Sunday, I'll see you on Sunday. If I don't see you on Sunday, Monday morning, 10 a.m., I'll shoot you an email with all the downloads to everything from today and over the course of the weekend. As always, if you need anything, I'm super easy to find. GinaTappingQ&A.com. Reach out to me. Let me know how I can be helpful. I say this all the time. This is really one of my favorite things that I got going on in my business right now. Like, I truly love these classes. I love your engagement. I love your questions. I love the way that you're pushing back and all of this stuff. Like, this is really good for me as well. So I appreciate you spending some time with me and playing with these toys. Awesome. Lisa, you had unmuted yourself. Was that on purpose or was that on accident?
Just to say goodnight.
Very good. Awesome. Everybody have a wonderful night or wonderful morning. My friends on the other side of the world, enjoy your Wednesday morning. I'll see you Sunday or see you guys next month. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Good night.